Welcome back to Shoot the Bull with Ag Commissioner Sid Miller. You know, there's been a lot of talk about the cotton ginning cost share program.
Well, you heard right. The USDA created a cotton ginning cost share program. That should give around $300 million to help growers across the cotton belt, right here in Texas.
That's good news.
Yes, sir. It's great news. Our cotton farmers sure have taken a beating in the past few years, and they could use the help. Cotton prices have fallen dramatically, and our farmers are facing more and more competition from the international markets. Many of our farmers have had to sell their land and equipment to pay off their operating loans, which actually puts them out of business. It's been pretty tough times for our cotton farmers, and I'm glad to see the USDA step up to help out.
How does it work?
It's a one-time payment to help with ginning costs for cotton farmers. Cotton ginning is a necessary step before the cotton lint can be marketed for fiber, or the seed separated to be marketed as livestock feed or cottonseed oil production. The benefits of this program will be felt across the market within many rural communities that depend on these farmers and businesses.
When does it start?
Well, sign-ups are happening right now through August 5th. Payments will be calculated using a producer's 2015 cotton acreage. Payments to Texas producers are slated to be about $37 per acre. There is a payment limit, income restrictions, and other regulations, so be sure to check with your Farm Service Agency office about all the rules. In the meantime, I want folks to know that the Cotton Farmer Associations, advocacy groups, and TDA are working with Congress to establish cottonseed as another oil seed on the 2014 Farm Bill. We're always working to make sure our cotton farmers are taken care of.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull with Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.